You know, when I saw this yesterday, I was watching the news, I was watching Fox, I got disgusted. And the first thought that I had was that anyone who is not a first termer, anyone who's been in Congress for more than one term or been a senator for more than 1 year, I believe they all should be voted out and we should start from scratch and take special interest money away from campaigns because nothing is getting done. And Republicans blame the Democrats. Democrats blame the Tea Partiers. When I heard Nancy Pelosi, it made me ill, her slamming the Tea Party. But I think Republicans and Democrats, they haven't gotten the job done and they need to go, and we need to get some people in here who will take care of our fiscal responsibilities.
Well, Tony, that is up to the American people, and everyone who is in Congress right now and has been for many years has been elected by the American people. So I agree with you. We ought to take even more attention ourselves to who we elect and then expect them to do the job. I would state for the record that there have been a lot of accomplishments taking place in the House of Representatives this year on a bipartisan fashion. We passed the largest tax reduction in stopping the greatest tax increase from taking place in the history of the United States. We went and we told the people that we would put as our first priority to focus on turning the Obama economy around, solving our nation's debt crisis, putting America on the path to prosperity. We did that by passing a $6 trillion reduction budget with Medicare reform in place to secure and save Medicare. We passed a cut, cap, and balance proposal, and for the first time in 15 years, forced a vote in both houses on the balanced budget amendment. We offered alternatives to the health care takeover by Obamacare. And we could go on and on with those items that were passed from the House.
Yeah, but Congressman, a lot of people and a lot of experts think that we still aren't doing enough in a quick enough pace because the deficit, the budget deficit, is still killing us.
Tony, I guess the thing is then to respond to the Senate and say, why are these good bills passed by Republicans and Democrats, every one of them, why are they stacking up like cordwood in front of Harry Reid's desk? He has the opportunity to vote, and again, we're not opposed to them sending this two-month kick-the-can-down-the-road fix back to us. That's what we've been asking. Just send us your alternative, and then we can negotiate within conference committee. This is only the second conference committee that will be called if it takes place. When I was in Congress my first term, we had a number of conference committees, and I served on two of those conference committees. That's normal order. We have had a stopgap. We've had constipation, as it were, over in the Senate from doing anything. And really, Tony, no matter how much good ideas we put out, or even bad ideas that are put out by the House, nothing can happen until the other body is forced into action by the Senate, by the President calling them and saying, enough is enough. Let's at least go to the conference so we can work out some compromise solutions.
We've got a couple.
So that's all we're asking. That's what took place yesterday, and we're asking for Senator Reid to respond under regular order and appoint a conference committee so we can hammer out these differences. And you say, Tony, we can get something done.
The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee sends me these press releases, and they really have it in for you because mostly what they send me is not very kind when it comes when references are made to you. As a matter of fact, the latest one I got states that Representative Wahlberg votes to let lawmakers take vacation and to block middle class tax cut. They say that they believe that you have the wrong priorities. Respond to that.
Well, that must mean I'm doing something good for the people if they're opposing me as they always have. We sent over a legitimate one-year tax cut, one-year unemployment insurance reform, two-year doc fix, a jobs bill for 20,000 shovel-ready jobs for the Keystone Pipeline, plus 100,000 plus ancillary jobs related to the pipeline. We sent that all over, plus more, to the Senate last week, and we also paid for it by not putting a tax increase on, which the Democrats would like to do, on job providers. We did all of that by reducing spending, cutting waste, fraud, and abuse of taxpayers' dollars, and putting certainty back into the economy for at least a year. And that is not a kick the can down the road two-month extension just to say, let's let Congress go home for the Christmas holidays, then we'll come back in February and try to hash this out again. Why would we think that we could hash it out any better in February than we can hash it out now? I say we ought to be willing to stay in, as the House did, coming back into session Monday and Tuesday this week, when we were supposed to be back and doing in-district work periods. The president of the Heritage Foundation was in to my district yesterday having a special luncheon where I was a special guest of honor. It would be nice to be with the Heritage Foundation president and be in my district, but I wasn't there. I was back working, and I think the Senate ought to go back, and the DCCC ought to be telling their senators and their majority leader, the Democrat leader in the Senate, to call the members back in, to appoint a conference committee, and then hash it out before Christmas, before they will bring about a tax on 160,000 workers at the cost of huge dollars of tax increases and the loss of unemployment insurance. The House did its job yesterday, and we will come back when the Senate comes back. We will come back readily in the conference committee, because our conference committee members are still in Washington, our leadership is still in Washington, and I'm ready at a moment's notice to head back to vote on anything the conference committee will come up with before the end of the year.
You know, Congressman, I don't know how you do it, because if I was in the presence of Harry Reid, I'd want to shake him. I'd want to say, okay, don't agree with me, but we got to find some compromise, and we got to find some long-range compromises. These people sticking to the tactics to support the people that support them just because, isn't that frustrating?
Well, it's frustrating, but it is our system. And as Lynn Jondal, you probably remember the name Lynn Jondal, a great Democrat House member in the state legislature for many years, made a great speech that I'll never forget. In fact, I have a copy of it, and I quote from it regularly, where he said, go out and speak for the power and the beauty of the messiness of democracy, because anything less than that would not have freedom connected with it. So we debate this, and Harry Reid has his philosophy, and he's under America's wonderful Constitution, he has that right. I have the right to have my conservative philosophy as well, which I believe is a philosophy of people like Washington and Jefferson and Madison and Adams and others that framed the Constitution. But that's a debate that we should have. And so for Harry Reid to say, no, we're not coming back in. You take our changes to your bill, and you take it or leave it. That's wrong. And so I hope that the American people respond and call our two senators and call Harry Reid's office and others and say, just come back, negotiate a compromise that will at least satisfy the main concerns of the American public and its job providers, its employees, its citizens, its Medicare recipients, its doctors that are taking care of them, and the people who want a shovel-ready job on a Keystone pipeline and other things that are in that bill. Negotiate it, come to a solution, and then go home for your New Year holiday or your Christmas holiday. I'm willing to do that, and I think the American public can speak up, and frankly, our American system of government works much better when people are involved.
Congressman, we'll be calling you next week. We're doing a year review and what to look forward to in the future in 2012, so we'll be calling you to set up a phone interview for that. Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for your time.
To you as well, and I look forward to that next week.